You guys, I'm back. I wanted to say good morning and welcome to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today, I am just going to ramble. I have no notes, but I'm just going to ramble to you guys, okay? So just bear with me, buckle down, or buckle up if you in your car driving. I mean, y'all stuck at home anyway, so it's not like there's much else to do. I wanted to say that it is May. What day is it? It is May 6th. It's May 6th, 2020. And I did not make the goal, guys. I did not make my goal. However, I did lose my phone in the middle of April and 18th. April 18th, I think it was. I lost my phone. And therefore, I had no anchor on my phone because I didn't have a phone. And so then I also went to go try and upload a podcast, but I didn't know my password on the computer because Anchor on your phone keeps you logged in, and I didn't know my password. So I was able to figure it all out. I was able to buckle down and just do it because I have learned something in this few days of Jeremiah went back to work. And I've learned a lot. So Jeremiah went back to work. He's been home for about a month and a half because of COVID-19. He did test positive for one. However, we think it was a false positive. And that's just a rundown right there. And then Monday he went back to work. It was just me and Tyler. That's fine. And then Tuesday, Josh came to pick up Tyler. He brought a little human for a surprise. I'm not going to go into detail about that. Well, that sounds really bad. He brought his little sister so that I can see her and so that Tyler can see her. And so then he left around 5, I think. He left around 5. We let the girls play for a little bit. And Josh and I, we're okay. We're cool. We're definitely able to still stay friends. But so then he left and then I was home alone from 5 to like 8:30. And it doesn't feel like a long time, but when I struggle a lot with getting caught up in my own head. I struggle a lot with that. And I was home for 3.5 hours on my own, and I cried like 3 times just thinking. I'm actually struggling really hard today with it too, and it's because I'm alone, and it's because I have nothing to do. The house is pretty much clean, and it's raining outside, and I don't know what to do with myself when I don't have Tyler, and I don't have another person to, like, talk to and whatnot. So, I'm definitely, I think it's called an extrovert. I definitely, like, thrive on being around people, and I'm definitely happier when I'm around people, if that makes sense. But I have learned today. I've been home alone since about 7:30 in the morning, and so that's only 2 hours, and I'm struggling, and I have 6.5 more hours to go until I'm not home alone and somebody gets home. And for me, it's hard. It's hard because I should be able to be okay, and I shouldn't have to, like, feel like I need somebody to be okay, but I'm learning that I do. And no, it's not, I'm not happy with my living situation, because guys, I'm so fucking happy where my life has ended up. And like, Jeremiah and I are talking a lot about our future right now and getting set up for our future, both my personal goals, his personal goals, and then our family goals. We've been talking about that a lot. As things go into play, I will announce them, but I'm not going to announce something that, you know, is still an iffy situation, or not, topic, is still an iffy topic. So him and I are communicating a lot about personal goals and family goals and where we want to be and where we want to go. One of the goals that I've had my entire life is to get chickens. And guys, we finally have chickens. I don't know if you can hear them, but we have 6 little chickens. They're still babies. They're about 2 weeks to 2.5 weeks old. So they're still in the house because it's too cold outside for them. And And I think we're going to end up with probably just three, because his dad is going to take some chickens too. We're just incubating them in the same spot. I wish that I could do like a live, what's it called? I wish I could do a live podcast so you can see how often I talk with my hands. But anywho, I've learned something about this podcast. No, I didn't make my goal to 200 listens by the end of April. However, I did lose my phone and I still got to 191, and I started at 174. So I am so thankful for you guys for listening to me babble about anything, everything, and sometimes nothing. I'm so thankful for all of my listeners. And so this is the first time I've logged on to Anchor on my computer and not my cell phone. And this is the freaking funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Not really, I've seen funnier things, but it was super like, haha, when I saw it. So on Anchor, you can see where your listeners are, like in the US and the, in like what country. I don't know, I didn't click on the US, so I don't know if it tells me what states, but I also pushed a button, don't know what I pushed, and it tells you what planets are listening and if you have any listeners from planets. And so thankfully all my listeners are from Earth. But it did have like Saturn, Venus, Mars, and stuff like that. So I thought that that was hella dope, hella funny, and kind of concerning, because I was really glad nothing popped up, and I'd be a little concerned to be calling NASA if something popped up. But yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit more about my podcast, and I had posted my first ever second intro, because I accidentally deleted the first one, and I had just said that this is a podcast for people, to see a situation that I've been in and either learn from it or understand that they're not alone. I have learned that this podcast is more than that now. It's definitely helped me stay positive. It's definitely helped me have an outlet to go when I feel alone. And so instead of, I know that I'm alone right now, but at the same time, I'm talking and I know people are going to listen to it, and it makes me feel like better, I guess. I'm a super extrovert. I super thrive around people, and not being around people, especially with Tyler being gone, I don't have my little human around. So, and Kona's so involved in the damn chickens that she even sleeps next to them. She sleeps next to them. She watches them. When I pull one out and like hold it, Kona has to smell it and lick it first. So she's preoccupied. My little companion is occupied with the little chickens. But yeah, so I really wanted to just hop on and say thank you guys so much for listening and helping me reach my goal. And I'm sorry that I lost my phone and then it was too lazy to reset my password, because I just did it today and it was like quicker than anything. But yeah, I have really exciting news and I can't say it yet, but I really want to. However, I think that's pretty much all I have now. The world's kind of opening out, guys, but still stay safe, stay courteous. I don't leave the house until 9, because I like to let all the elderly and high-risk people shop first still, and I think I'll, and then, I don't know, I think this, I was thinking about this coronavirus thing, and not the virus itself, but the impact that it has. And to me, that's the scariest thing, is I was watching a video. I don't remember what it was called. I don't remember who wrote it or who made it, but I do remember that it was basically how life will be after the coronavirus pandemic. And it's a little terrifying, guys. And what I mean terrifying is I grew up being able to go into a store wherever I want, taking groceries from the car, putting them in the house, not thinking twice about it. But now I walk down the street and people are sitting down in their front yard, wiping down their groceries before they even bring them in the house, and then taking their shoes off and their jacket off and then going, like, inside. I'm assuming straight to the bathroom to wash their hands, but it's like, it to me, it's crazy. It's crazy that this is what life has come to now, and I'm hoping, I know that things aren't going to go back to the way they were, and it makes me sad. It makes me really sad and a little scared of what's going to happen and what Tyler's going to grow up with. And when I had Tyler, there was a bunch of people allowed in the hospital at once, and I had almost her whole family there at one point. And I'm scared that with my next one, whenever that happens, it'll be like, two people at a time, no kids, no, like, you know, specific rules. And it sucks. It sucks that this became a pandemic. It sucks that this blew up. I mean, it sucks that this even happened. And I know that, like, we'll all get through it and we're all gonna be fine. But at the same time, like, it sucks that I carry a mask with me, and just in case I feel like I need to put it on. And, you know, it sucks that I can't cough in the store without being looked at funny. And it's, okay, well, I don't have the coronavirus. I'm not sick, but I do have allergies and I do have asthma. And my asthma doesn't bother me like that, but I've been smoking. And so there's that. That is why I cough now. But I am taking a break from smoking. Anyway, this actually ended up turning into a coronavirus update-ish. But at the same time, like, I really just wanted to vent on this one. I didn't want to have a set up. I didn't want to have anything like that. I just wanted to talk. I also wanted to say that I am back into working out. And guys, it feels so good to be sore again. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it does. It feels so good to be sore. I'm in a routine and I keep the routine. I wake up, I make breakfast, I make coffee. I don't really drink. I'll take a few sips of my coffee, but mostly I'll drink cucumber water. Cucumber water tastes really freaking good, guys. But I wait and then we eat as a family, and then Jeremiah leaves for work, and then Tyler's normally watching TV or she's playing in her room, and then I go outside and I do my workout, because in a trailer there's no room, but our deck or patio, whatever it's called, porch, that has all the room I need. And so it's really nice to be able to work out again. And then when I'm done working out, I come in, I wash my face, I brush my hair. I brush my hair outside just because I have a lot of hair and it's thick hair. And so I put it in a ponytail most of the time, so it's out of my way. But it's a lot easier just to flip down outside than, or like flip my neck down. It's just more spacious, you know. But, and then I come in and then I take my vitamin and then I wash my face and then I finish my coffee and then I brush my teeth. And even though I'm not leaving the house, I have found that it makes me feel so much better just to be ready. I only wear mascara most of the time. I wash my face and then I put mascara on, or lotion and then mascara. And then that's the only makeup I wear now. Every once in a while I'll have like foundation on, but that's it. And it makes me so happy. Like, not happy, but it makes me just feel better and a little bit more confident to be able to, you know, I am dressed up. I'm not, just because you're home, like, why do I have to lounge around type thing? Put together. It makes me feel more put together. There's the word. But yeah, so this episode is getting a little bit longer than I wanted. I am also trying to figure out how to have a special guest without having to have a special guest because I moved so far away from my family and friends. I think that it would be really dope. But yeah, so, and then I don't know if I said it, but Jeremiah and I are working on our personal goals and our family goals right now. We're talking a lot about them. And so as it happens, I will communicate what is going on and so we can like celebrate. And then I think I want to do a live, but I'm not sure. I'd probably do it on Instagram. But I'm not sure yet, and I don't know what I would talk about, so, nor do I know if I have enough people who listen to me or watch me, so, yeah, I don't really know what else to talk about, and I'm forgetting what I'm saying because I don't have it written down, so I might have repeated myself a few times, but you know what? This is real life, and I don't give a fuck right now. I do want to say, before I clock out or push the stop recording button, I do want to say that I'm, again, I think I already said this, I'm super appreciative of you guys. I'm super thankful, and to have people who want to listen to me, and it makes you feel a lot better. It makes you feel heard, and I really like that, because that's something that I struggle with, is, like, does my voice matter? And not with right now, but just in general, like, I struggle with that. And so I'm really happy. I've learned that this podcast is more than just a podcast to me. It's definitely helped me mentally and helped my emotional state. Just having an outlet, it's really hard to explain, but I'm really appreciative of you guys, and I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. But yeah, I think that's everything I have to say now. And I will talk at you guys later. So, yeah. Bye, guys.